Hello, everyone. Saranja has died, so I will be replacing her on this episode of The Loudest Podcast / Clistery mashup-ish? Right?
That sounds... Is that what she told you? What did she tell you?
She said she's really sick and... I could talk about some Christine Weston Chandler shenanigans. I did a little research and I knowed, and like I couldn't watch or listen to all of your previous episodes. Halfway through. And she was telling me that you guys would be talking about in your next one the Tom Girl saga, which there's some fun stuff to discuss in that. I'm trying to think. Sorry.
It's okay. It's nice of you to fill in.
Yeah.
For Sarantia. I'm of course Asterios Kokonos, the co-host. And yes, look, I get it. The show is not as good if it's just me. I understand that she's, quote, the funny one. I get it. We are working very hard to get her back on the show. She is not feeling well. And you know what, Nico? A lot of people are doing this. A lot of people, they're seeing her posting really hot selfies on Instagram. And they're going, like, well, she seems fine to me. And I'd like to point out that you can be scorchingly hot and very sick at the same time.
Yes.
Look at our brave and bold president, Donald John Trump. He almost died of the coof. And then when he ripped that mask off looking like Superman, that guy looks cool, right, Nico?
Yeah, like, I'm just wondering what fun drugs did they give him? Cause he was talking like an absolute champion like 2 weeks ago, like talking about kissing people in the crowd, men and women.
Yeah. So you seen doing that dance.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That was some like sexy Trump action right there. I was like,
I know.
He's thick.
I know. Chills. But here's my favorite thing about that. And look, by the way, Sriracha usually stops me from talking too much about Trump. Cause I'm like a real boomer. I could talk about it all day, but now Melania, because like Melania got the coof too from the president.
Mm.
And just today she was like, I can't go to the rally. I still have a cough.
She's coofing.
This is the perfect excuse for her to get out of work. She doesn't have to go to any rallies. She doesn't have to do anything. She could just be like, I am sick. Oh no. Now I have to stay inside and watch TV. It's like, God, I'm glad that they're not making her work for the last 14 days of this campaign. Like, leave Melania the hell alone.
She didn't ask for this. She just wanted to be like some billionaire's trophy wife. Did not ask for this.
No, not at all. All right. Enough Trump. So
actually, so, if we're talking about Trump, there is a Chris Chan related. Trump anecdote, not anecdote, but mini story that happened. So a fun little thing. After the 2016 election, there was an InfoWars article about how Hillary supporters burn American flag riot and threaten to kill Trump after losing the election. Well,
that sounds like us.
Well, funny about that, because Chris was in one of these in this article. For this Facebook post, someone, anyone, please take a sniper rifle and kill Trump. Shoot him in the head like an impulsive, non-thinking, uncaring zombie that he is. So it's just so funny that like Chris ended up on on just the Chris Chan of insane conspiracy theorists website.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. InfoWars found CWC calling for the death of President Trump.
Yeah, like there's just like, it's just random like videos of like protesters like breaking shit or flighting American flags. And then there's like just like tweets from like people saying, oh, we need to kill Trump and stuff. And one of the tweets is Chris.
Oh, okay. So I want to unpack this a little bit, because it's like, all right, Chris doesn't like African Americans. Chris doesn't like gays. Chris clearly doesn't believe in the sanctity of private property, because Chris like continually tries to sneak back into that game place they were banned from, or the GameStop. Chris is destroying private property by defacing those Sanic games with the blue marker. Nico, I feel like if Sriracha were here, she would be able to tell me, where is CWC on that stupid politics grid that you kids are crazy about?
Okay, so original Chris, pre-Tom Girl and like transitioning, definitely okay. Authoritarian right, because Quickville is like, you get killed if you're gay, no nice. Darkies, his words, not mine.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, that's what he said. That's the main things, is why those are the main things. And it's also like a welfare state, because he gets his tugboat, and he's also, at this time, was a he. So,
yes.
Not trying to misgender anything, this is just, yeah.
No, that's fine.
So,
You know what I do a lot? Like, I just say CWC.
That's
because, like, that's, and I just kind of use they, them, because it's like, well, obviously, there's so much timeline jumping.
Yeah.
Like, some, like, at certain points, CWC identifies as male. At certain points, CWC identifies as female. It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's difficult with the timeline.
Yeah. I'm thinking authoritarian right, just because, like,
okay.
Is basically living off the denizens of Quickville. And then also killing the gays. So, and then I think still in the authoritarian right, maybe like center, like a dead centrist. Cause I remember in 2016, Chris obtained a woman card, which in Chris's mind means you have to vote for Hillary Clinton. So Chris,
what?
So Chris voted for Hillary Clinton because that's what women do.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. I get the logic. I get the thought process. I just don't necessarily agree.
It's unimpeachable logic. It just makes sense. Obviously, if you're a lady, you have to vote for the lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Chris has gone from like far right, like bigot, to like still kind of bigoted, but like, I'm with her, girl power, centricism. So
Chris is a griller, is what you're telling
yes.
me.
Yes, Chris.
Okay.
She is a certified grill-pilled American.
Oh, my God. But Sriracha is also, this morning, I'm trying to work, and she's sick, so we get to watch whatever she wants. So we're watching a lot of Emily in Paris. Do you know anything about Emily in Paris?
No, but it has something French in the title, so I try to avoid things that are French in origin, because I've had
you don't like the French.
Every time I try to give it a chance, it's something weird as shit, like the entirety career of Serge Gainsbourg.
Who's Serge? Who's that? I don't know who that is.
He's like the most famous like French singer-songwriter, like internationally known, like even English speakers that are like into music like him.
Okay.
But like, he's just known for like his most famous album is basically like a Lolita insert where he's talking about banging a 13-year-old. And then
what?
Yes, yes. Look up, it's like, what's the album name? It's like something Serge Gainsbourg. What's the name? Songs. It's like Melody. I don't listen to History de Melody Nelson. It's just him talking about like wanting to bone this like 13-year-old girl. And this is like a wildly like beloved album, not even just in France, but like abroad. Like people like Beck love this dude. And then he has a
wow.
song called that he sang with his daughter. It's called
Oh no.
It is called Lemon Zest, but it's like the pun is lemon incest. Yeah.
Zwick, play a little bit of this Lemon Zest song right now, please. Yeah.
Serge Gainsbourg and Charlotte Gainsbourg. That's his daughter. Normal country. So you're so. And then I watched this movie called Fat Girl, which is like, I guess it's well respected. And it was weird because the plot is like these two sisters. One's like the skinny harlot. And then the other one's like the fat teen, and they go abroad somewhere with their parents, and like the skinny sister like hoes around with this like 20-year-old, and he like fucks her in the ass while the fat girl's in the room. And then it's, you know, like some weird coming of age shit. And then spoiler alert for anyone who wants to watch Fat Girl, The last 5 minutes of the video of the movie is the two sisters driving home to France with their mom in the car, and they're like in a rest stop, just about to sleep. And then someone just bashes into the car with an axe, kills the older slutty sister, strangles the mom, and then grabs the fat little girl and rapes her in the woods. Again, normal country.
That's the movie Fat Girl?
Yes.
Let me tell you what the movie Fat Girl should be.
Anything but that.
Okay, first off, anything but that. Second, people like ironically and vindictively nominate a fat girl for prom queen, but then she goes, "You know what? I'm going to win this thing." And then she like starts a campaign to be prom queen, and then in the end she sings like a song like, "This is for all the fat girls." And then we all learn the lesson that just because you're a fat girl doesn't mean that you can't have fun too. That's the movie Fat Girl. There's this other movie, Horse Girl, which should be about a nice lady riding a horse. It is not. It's not about that. This movie Gone Girl should be about like a girl just kind of like disappearing for a weekend. It takes some time for her. And everyone's like, "Oh no, where's that girl? She's Gone Girl." It is not about that. Goodness gracious, all these movies. Yeah. Why can't movies just chill out, Nico?
Because, I don't know, I think like turn of the century, people just wanted to be edgy. And we haven't grown out of it. I mean, edge is good sometimes, but like that was just weird. And it was out of nowhere. Like the underage sex shit was weird, but it's like, whatever, it's different country. And I don't know, I think the actors were adults. But then that fucking last 5 minutes, like, that was out of nowhere. Like, it just...
That's maybe the worst movie I've ever heard, Fat Girl.
Yeah.
With some of those other movies where there's, like, a shock ending for no reason, at least you don't have to... All right, look, I'm moving us off of Fat Girl. Let's talk about a fat person, CWC. Now, okay. See, oh, right, no, one more thing I wanted to say. Duh. So I'm watching Emily in Paris with Sriracha because she's sick. And it's like, all right, well, watch whatever you want. But watch Emily in Paris. Emily in Paris is a show about a girl who has to move to Paris to take over the social media account of like a French advertising agency. And she becomes an Instagram influencer and she has nonstop dick coming at her at all times. She's got like French dick in both hands. She's famous on Instagram. She has a funny ethnic best friend, who's a meme in China. It is just like, it is white girl fantasy. And it's by the creator of Sex and the City.
Oh,
it's just like nonstop outfits. There's a scene where she tries a croissant and it's the best thing she's ever had. And there's a scene where like a French guy goes down on her and she's like, "Oh, this is what it's like to be gone down on. Never been gone down on by a French guy before. It's a whole different kind of being eaten out." And there's all this stuff. And then so I'm trying to watch this stupid show with her so she can maybe feel better. And then the whole time she's also showing me these balls, these like flag balls that are on 4chan, and the flag balls are all in cartoons. Do you know anything about these stupid flag balls?
Yeah, it's like the pole ball. There's like...
What is a pole ball?
It's just like they make little balls based off like weird political groups like anarcho-fascism or radical centrism and just like crazy shit, or like Maoists or something. Like, I'm not that knowledgeable, but I am aware.
The balls are all yelling at each other and they're saying ooga booga and unga bunga, and she's trying to explain to me, she's like, "Well, this ball believes in this ideology, but then this ball's angry at this ball because this ball is believes in a monarchy." And I'm like, yeah. If you have to explain the balls this much, is this really that funny? And she's like, "Yes, it is.
It is funny."
You like the balls too? Oh, everybody loves these flag balls. And I post a goddamn picture of her holding her flag balls up, sticking her little jam jams. And everyone on Twitter is like, "Love the flag balls. These flag balls are, quote, based." And then they're asking me, like, "Asterios, how come you're not as, quote, based as your girlfriend?" And you know what they want to rename Dark Side Jills to? They want to call it Two Based Girls. And it's like, for the love of, oh, you like that?
That's so flattering.
God damn it. Am I the only person on this earth that's not based? For Christ's sakes, how do I become more based, Nico? Help me. Help me, Nico.
You had to have spent your like formative years on like image boards and Encyclopedia Dramatica looking up really cringe things and watching anime a lot.
I went to Encyclopedia Dramatica once. There's a lot of slurs on there.
Yeah, it's definitely a relic of its time, but I was 12, so...
I'm on there.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I'm on there. I'm on there. That's the one reason I went. I was on there because of the unpleasantness that I was involved in a few years ago. And it was like, I don't know, some Greek guy. And then you click on the word Greek and it's just about hardcore homosexual sex. And I'm just like, there's more to us than just the fact that we invented and perfected homosexuality. Yeah, we did a really good job with that. Real good. We also have great cheeses. We have ouzo. We invented democracy. A lot of very important, like boat and seafaring elements came from Greek culture. Yes, obviously, it's really hot when two of our chiseled, like swarthy, like pool boys get it on in a cabana. But there's more to us than that. That's what the Encyclopedia Dramatica reduced me to.
Yeah. That's funny.
Your laughter's very based, Nico. It's very based of you to laugh at me like this. Okay, so you spent a lot of time as a kid on Encyclopedia Dramatica and on image boards. Is image boards mean 4chans?
Yeah, like 4chan. There is also like 420chan, which I went on before I'd ever smoked weed. I just thought it was funny. I just was on MySpace.
Okay, you're on MySpace. I tried the other day to go to 8chan.
You're on a list now. You're on a list.
Am I? I don't know. I had been told that there was like a lolcow board on 8chan. And so I'm just Googling like 8chan lolcow board. And it looks like everything hasn't been like updated since 2017 or something like that. Where do you get all, where's all like the current lolcow news?
I don't really keep up with lolcow stuff anymore. Besides just like.
Really?
Like I just follow Chris and a couple other people on Facebook or Twitter. I don't really go on like those as much anymore because I get really mad.
Tell me why. Tell me about this. This is interesting to me.
I get mad when people have opinions I don't like about anime and manga or music.
Okay. I thought you were going to say I get mad about all the anti-Semitism, but no, it's about anime and manga opinions.
I don't go on those.
Oh, I'm sorry that their opinions on Sword Art Online are so triggering to you.
I don't go on
that they like Madoka Magic Man or whatever the hell you kids love. Wait.
I don't go on poll or any of the political ones. That's where you find all the crazy slurs.
Okay, that's where the bad slurs are. Okay, so stay away from those. Got it.
Yeah, poll.
Who are your current... There's a thing that that was his name always does. Mark Maron. Mark Maron's always like, "Who are your guys? Who are your guys?" So who are your cows? Who are like the cows that you still in 2020 follow that you're passionate about? CWC, obviously.
Yeah, I like Chris. There's,
are you still following that dumb ghost murderer? The kid that turned into a ghost to try to marry a ghost?
Dead. I do know that.
I don't know.
They died. They shot themselves after they murdered their coworkers.
I guess that's the end of the them saga.
Yeah. There's another lolcow that actually Kevin of Thought Cops introduced me to. Are you aware of Tamers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No. Tell me, please.
So this person is a Chris Chan-esque figure who, okay. I'm not really a Sonic fan. I was more of a Mario kid growing up, but there was a Sonic cartoon, not like Sonic like AM or the other one. This is a third one called Sonic Underground, which I guess Sonic fans say is a pile of shit. Like it's
that's the one with
shit.
The band.
With the
right?
band, the it's the band. So okay. His obsession is he ships Sonic and this character named Bartleby together. And Bartleby is a character that is only in two episodes in this entire season. Is like for just two episodes. Like they had their arc, but this person like must have like psychosexualized in his brain as a child, and this is all he cares about is them like being like yaoi boyfriends with giant asses. Let me just give you,
please.
I'll get you a link to this.
Giant ass.
This
giant,
is usually
giant,
what
I. The hedgehog Bartleby asses, you say? Oh, how interesting. Please. Show me more.
This is like usually the first video I send to people because it's only 2 minutes and it's you get the gist.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay, oh yes. On. Oh yes.
I don't like what I'm seeing already. I already don't like what I'm seeing. okay. All right. So wait, just in case I forget to send you the link, you can search Sonic the Hedgehog watches his lover.
Zwick knows. Bartleby. Zwick knows. Zwick is Zwick knows? Zwick knows.
Okay. Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. So let's watch it. Okay. I'm seeing a completely naked dog man dribbling a basketball. Giant ass. Giant feet. Sonic is in the stands
Bartleby
watching.
Bartleby is so good at basketball. It makes me so jealous.
And everyone's Bartleby voiced by Microsoft Sam defaults.
Hot damn.
Well, very horny Microsoft. Okay, and pausing here. Pausing at 26 seconds in at Bartleby's sweat-covered ass. His ass looks like 2 billiard balls. His ass just looks like 2 punching bags.
I mean,
holy goddamn shit.
I mean, can you blame him? Like, it's hot and sexy and alpha and rich.
This is very alpha. This is very Chad. Yeah. I'm gonna hit play again.
It seems as though all the sweat from my muscular body has reaped down in between my butt crack.
It does seem like that, Bartleby.
If only my bitch would be kind enough.
I love how he refers, Bartleby refers to Sonic as my bitch.
Oh, yes, right away, Bartleby. I've got your towel right here, babe.
Oh no, Sonic has a huge ass too.
Yeah.
Sonic just turned around to get a towel.
Everyone has huge asses in this.
To the right for me. Oh, you mean right here, Bartleby.
Bartleby just bounced a basketball off of Sonic's giant ass
really?
Into
you thought
a basket.
That was amazing. Well, I guess it is kind of amazing to people who aren't as good as me. Well, now that that's out of the way, how about you come sit down?
Now so Sonic's ass is resting on a picnic table next to
that
juice boxes.
Scrumptious.
Can I stop this yet? Can we stop this?
With apple juice?
No.
I woke up really
no,
early.
No, trust me, there's an important part coming
there's
up.
A lot of love put into
okay.
It. Yes. I can see that.
Yeah. Bartleby's eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, drinking some juice.
He's not pleased.
Beach, can Bartleby's you lean over and get me some napkins? I'm not about to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without napkins. Oh yeah, sure thing, Bartleby. Let me just lean on over here with my big juicy ass high up in the air, where everyone can see it.
That's what I
just
do.
Hope
also
someone with big sexy
people.
Muscles doesn't kiss it or spank it like I've been a bad boy.
And then Bartleby, I'm pausing this.
It's good. It's over. It's over. That was basically what we just needed.
Can you describe what happened at the very end, please, Nico?
He threw his the sandwich that Sonic so kindly made for him, he threw it at his butt cheeks.
And they stuck there because peanut butter and jelly are both sticky, but also Sonic has a gigantic ass. Now Sonic's face at the very end, can you describe Sonic's expression? I don't know what emotion Sonic is supposed to be feeling in this face.
That's his I'm a sassy little sub face. He's like, oh yeah, I've been a bad little uke.
Bad little what?
Oh, Sriracha has definitely told you about semes and ukes.
No, I swear to God.
I'm so shocked. So in manga land, there is a genre of gay pornographic cartoons called yaoi. And the archetype for a lot of these yaoi comics are the seme and the uke. The seme would be the top, and the uke would be the bottom. So, like, clearly, like, Bartleby is, like, the seme, because he is, like, alpha, rich, billionaire. Like, he's just, He's got it all. He has the big yaoi hands, the big yaoi ass. And then Sonic is the uke, who is the one who takes it up the butt. And he has a big voluptuous butt too, so it's really like prime for yaoiing.
Okay.
So he has...
Nico. Mm-hmm. No, please. I interrupted. Please.
And this is like Tamer's like bread and butter, is these like horrifying like gay Sonic and Bartleby like MS Paint comic videos.
Mm-hmm.
However, mm-hmm. he also makes other videos that are, in my opinion, more horrifying. He has his live action videos that are just scary. one of them is, he has like, this is why I'm not sure if this is a troll or if this is just a very disturbed individual, is mm-hmm. that every year he opens his Christmas gifts and just bitches about how he got shitty gifts from his mom. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So I want us to watch this and I want you to guess what he sounds like.
Okay. And just one more time for our listeners, what is the name of this particular person? Like Butters 12345?
Tamers 12345.
Tamers 12. Okay. Tamers 12345. Got it. Okay.
We're not going to be able to talk about the Tomboy saga, but that's okay.
No, hey, Lay, look, it's the show goes where it goes.
Yeah.
You can't control it. Much like this person can't control their raging libido, apparently.
Oh,
their lust for a character. Is Bartleby a dog? What is Bartleby?
I don't know what he's supposed to be, especially with how Tamers chooses to interpret him.
Uh-huh.
He's some sort of furred animal that he really wants to have sex with.
He looks like a built adult Tails. Is that fair to say?
He's definitely not the tail species. He's definitely a different species.
Okay, he's not a fox. Okay, he's not a fox. Look, I believe you. You seem to know about this.
Yeah.
Sup, everyone? Tamers 12345 here with a very special video today. Now, let me tell you this, bitches. What I got in store for you today, well, it's the good shit. Now, as some of you may already know, if you follow me on Twitter, recently, I bought the Sonya and Knuckles puzzles. As you can see, here they are. Here are the boxes. Pretty fucking cool and bitchin', if you ask me, bitches. now, here's the
I don't know what it says about me, but I've like adopted his mannerisms.
I'm actually working on the review for my Sonya and Knuckles puzzles.
Nothing good about you. I promise.
The mailman came through the fucking door and shit. And
okay, all right, we have to pause here. Package. Okay, I'm at 40 seconds in. Now, look, we all went to school. We all were in grade school. We all had classmates that did like a quote mentally challenged voice impression. We don't need to. We get it. We know what that voice. He's kind of doing that, but this might also really be this guy's voice.
That's my thing. I think like he has to be pulled. He has to know, he'd be self-aware, definitely more self-aware than Chris Chan.
Right, yes.
Because he'll, like, tweet at, like, Sega, and he'd be like, whenever something bad happens to Sega, he'd be like, this wouldn't happen if you just kept up Sonic Underground. Like, and it's, like, funny, too. Like, Chris, when Chris tries to do humor, it's not funny in the way that Chris wants it to be. Whereas
right, yes.
This is, like actually funny. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes, I do. It's like... I feel like if this person were trying to do like an intentionally mentally challenged voice, they would really be overplaying it. Like this is like the speech impediment only comes in like here and there. It's not the whole thing. It's like when, it's like when Ben Stiller does Simple Jack. He's doing every single word is Simple Jack. All right. I'm at 40 seconds in. All right, let's keep playing. You ready?
I'm trying to find the part where he complains about his mom, because that's God. Like a subgenre of his Christmas videos is complaining about his mom.
Now, being me, I do my research, bitches. Now, my mama, I told her ass, mama, buy me a fucking Sonic puzzle to go to my Sony and Knox puzzle, or somebody's getting their ass beat. So... let's just say I went into her search history and thought that somebody bought me a sock puzzle for Christmas. And what do you know? My mama, she is away from work. She's away at work right now. So let's just say she's not here to stop me from opening this. I mean, I know she's waiting for Christmas to give it to me, but I don't give a fuck. So So how about we just let's rip this bitch open.
Okay, so now, this kid is opening up a package from eBay with the address blocked out.
I wish a manic one existed and shit, but apparently it doesn't. So it's just Sonya and Knuckles, which I've got right now and shit. And the Robotnik too, but I don't give a fuck. Bitch, oh. Oh, shit. There it is, bitches. Now, now, in case my mama sees this, because she watched my videos, mama, you brought this on yourself. Like, you bought me this present. You left. You went to work knowing that this was a rival was here. I mean, fuck you in the ass. Oh, look at that, everyone. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to pause it again. I'm pausing here at 2:14. The cinematography is so bad that I cannot tell. Did he get what he wanted or no?
You'll have to find out.
God damn it, Nico!
Isn't this not like the longest 4 minutes?
This is very
I only
want to
show
minutes.
Two more videos. One of them is less than a minute and has no audio. Look, so, but it's important to understand.
You are doing us a favor. You are filling in for so elite, like morally, I am bound to watch whatever you're showing me.
Mama, check this bitch out.
Okay, this kid is this thing is all bubble wrap.
What the fuck?
It looks like some kind of Sonic thing. There's a Sonic on it.
That's another fucking Sonya puzzle.
What's wrong with it? It's got...
See, this is the one I bought like 2 weeks ago. What the
got,
fuck?
He has three now.
I told my mama.
Yeah.
I told her I wanted the fucking Sonic
His
puzzle.
His mom fucked up.
Why'd she buy me another Sonya one? What am I gonna do with two Sonyas? Are you fucking kidding me? God damn.
I don't know. So you can make two puzzles?
God
now he's
damn.
Beating the puzzle.
Well, I don't need another Sonya one. Merry Christmas to me, I guess? I mean, damn. What the fuck? Why did my mama give me a Sonya one? I specifically asked for Sonya the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog. Why'd she give me another Sonya one?
No, but
what the fuck?
You're confusing me. Can I stop this yet, Nico?
Yeah, it's just him complaining about his mom the rest
of it.
That's basically what I wanted to show is one of my favorite genres of his videos is him complaining about his mom giving him like bad Christmas gifts. I remember one video was like a tennis ball with like looked like dog shit on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, that's a pretty bad Christmas gift. I might make a YouTube video too if my mom sent me that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. We got to do a quick troll trial. See if this kid's a troll. On one hand, I can honestly see the mom being confused because all these goddamn hedgehogs look the same.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you got the kid one obscure puzzle, but not the other. It's like they look identical. I saw this puzzle and I'm like, yeah, this looks fun. Like I'm a boomer. Like I'm 38 years old. Like I would buy this dumb puzzle with this lady hedgehog on it and think some kid would like it. It's like, yeah, here's the stupid thing you want.
Yeah, exactly. That is my opinion as well.
But on the other hand, if you're this kid's mom and you've lived with this kid your whole life, I feel like at some point you learn to like really, really write down the names of what this kid is asking for.
Oh, definitely.
Because everything this kid is asking for is stupid.
And it's the same.
Yeah, they all look identical. Maybe the mom is a little bit. Okay. I don't know. I can't tell. I need more information.
This is one thing.
Are you thinking troll?
There's.
What do you think, Nico?
I want your opinion with this. This okay. is. He also makes cooking videos, and they are just. This is what one thing that makes me think he's got to be fucking with people because.
Okay.
He relates everything to Sonic and Bartleby. So like it'll be like his review of Toy Story. it's bad because it's not Sonic and Bartleby, but the good thing is that Buzz and Woody are gay like Sonic and Bartleby. Like things like that.
That is good.
So he also brings that comparison when he makes his culinary masterpieces. He has the perfect Bardonic breakfast. He also has his Bardonic ramen, which give me a moment.
Hey, sorry for an interruption, but I'm just here to inform you that Asterios' audio got fucked up in the middle of this recording. Something happened with his mic, so the audio quality is gonna go a bit down from here on out. I did the best I could. Sorry for the inconvenience, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Is this person popular? Does this person have like millions of views? Is this person making more money than me?
No, definitely not.
End it right now because I'm getting owned by Flapper 12345, whatever the hell this stupid kid. All right, no, this kid's not popular. Okay.
Yeah, no. I feel like it's any followers this person has is because of like Thought Cops.
Really?
I feel because me, Kevin, and Grant, like, this often comes up in conversations and references. So I think we've kind of ruined humanity a bit more by, because now Tamers has almost 12,000 subscribers, whereas like 2 years ago it was around 4 or 5,000. So like,
that's the Thought Cops boost. Fantastic. Wow.
So this is the Bardonic ramen. We do not need to watch all of this because it's gross, but you'll get the gist.
Okay.
I also don't think this is a troll because some of these videos are very old, like from 2012, and they're still unhinged as shit. Like, that would be a very dedicated troll job where you just post the same weird fucking MS Paint animations of a shitty 90s spinoff of Sonic the Hedgehog and get little traction for over half a decade. So I'm very conflicted about this.
No, look, this is what we do. This is what we do on the Lodge Pod here. We have these troll trusts because it's so hard to tell these days. All right, this video is called, hold on, I'm just looking for the name.
My special Bardonic ramen. Bardonic is the shipping name for Bartleby and Sonic, hence Bardonic. So that's just some Tamers lingo you just need to understand.
Sup, everyone. Tamers running through a fire for you with a very special video today. Now I'm back again with another kick-ass Sonic Underground recipe. You may remember my bitchin' Sonic Underground chili dog recipe. Well, since y'all love that, I thought, hey, you know what, bitches? I'll show them another one. And so this today is going to be my special Bardonic ramen. I mean, you may be wondering, what makes a Bardonic? Well,
I am.
You'll find out.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint, bitches. Yellow for Bobby, blue like Sonic's ass. Now, of course, for the ingredients, we have stovetop ramen. I prefer to use chicken because it's like when you add the seasoning, it's yellow like Bobby and shit. But beef will work just fine. We've got a banana, and next we got blue raspberry soda.
Oh what, no!
Yes.
Now we'll show. First off, we're going to add our soda to the pan, which we will be using in a minute. There we go. Next, we want to add our ramen.
Okay, he's pouring the ramen in just a pot of soda. It looks like the Sonic jizz.
I love adding the beef seasoning that comes with it because it adds a bit of tanginess. Like, it's like a pop in your mouth. It's like Batman punching you in the face.
Oh my god!
Shit, I forgot to turn that on, bitches. Now, we will let that cook for a few minutes until it's boiling and shit. While this is happening, we will cut the banana. As you can see, I have now cut the banana. You're not going to need to cut it that much because you're going to smush it into the ramen later. Let me flip that bitch over. So that the beef can get in those juices and shit.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm stopping. All right. Look. We're 2 minutes in. I'm stopping it. can we just fast forward to this idiot eating this stupid garbage so I can watch the next video, please?
You don't even want to do that, but let me.
So you're not okay. Okay. You make me watch this idiot eat it.
Okay.
Oh, God, you're here. I'm so tired of seeing.
I'm sorry. But now that you say that, I'm going to make you do it. I'm going to make you do it.
Oh. Look at that. You want a close-up? Oh, I know like you vomited a bowl. Look
at
that.
No.
There's like yellow. Hold on, let me get my chopsticks for this bitch.
No.
Oh, daddy,
no,
bitch.
No.
There's like yellow, like a little sweet chicken nugget that Bobby is like shove up Sonic's ass. Let me just have a Bobby good. Oh.
He likes talking about their asses a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm pausing here.
Okay.
I had a cup of coffee right before I recorded. I feel so sick just looking at this. Thank God this idiot shoots from this weird, like, serial killer POV angle, like all of the point of view shots in Plinkett where he's like torturing people. it's like looking at Sonic puzzles and like dog shit in a bowl, some sort of dog shit ramen. So thankfully we don't have to see this idiot eat this with his dumb idiot mouth. It's awful, Nico. This is awful.
One last video.
Oh.
It's less than a minute, and there's no audio.
Is it barking?
However, it is horrifying. This has the energy of like a snuff video. Like this is Tamer's Sonic Underground collection as of December 7th, 2020 2012. So this is old. This is why I'm thinking this might not be a joke, because but I want you to keep an eye out on the last shot. So, like, keep an eye out because it's horrifying. Like, okay. There'll be a quick camera move, and you'll know. You'll be like, "What the fuck is that?" So, okay. So I sent it less than a minute, but I think it's the most horrifying thing he's done.
This video is called "My Sonic Underground Collection." Why are you laughing like that? Stop laughing like that!
It's so scary!
Okay. Alright, it's a bunch of Sonic. Is that cereal? Is that Sonic Underground cereal?
I can't tell because it looks like a snuff film!
And there's like a Sonic. There's like some sort of like Nintendo DS. I don't know if those are comics or cereal boxes, but they're covering the stupid,
I think those
Sonic
are DVDs.
Underground characters, like that green guy, and there's a bunch of weird
Manic and Sonia. Get it right,
Manic and Sonia. I don't know.
What is that?
Oh,
what is
God!
That?
Oh, okay, I'm pausing. 37 seconds. Nico, please describe what you saw.
It is the cardboard Bartleby suit. There is also a Sonic one. He has two suits that are built in the likeness of how he envisions Bartleby and Sonic, made out of cardboard and toilet paper.
Okay. I swear
and he
to
wears
God.
These in public.
Oh, okay, of course, where else can you wear them? I swear to God, this is what I thought I saw. Like a bunch of raw lunch meat under a table with a box on it, and I was like, "Is this lunch meat collection?" But no, this is supposed to be Sonic and Bartleby. Does he fuck the lunch meat? Did you see that lunch meat?
I know. It looks like it was blankets or something.
That's okay. Those are blankets. It just looks like a bunch of weird slices of ham. Okay.
Like, I mean. That's what I'm telling myself. So where are you at?
37 seconds. So I'm going to jump back to 30 seconds because I need to see that one more time. All
right. Right? Is that not just horrifying?
Yes. The camera work is like, is Fellini-esque. Just the, like, the amazing, the tension, the drama of that pan down under the cardboard table.
It's a snuff film. It is like snuff film energy.
It reminds me a lot of the opening to Blue Velvet, where the camera pans down and there's an ear being eaten up by ants, but it's for Bartleby and Sonic. All right, we're 30 seconds in. It's so horrifying. The eyes look like he just stabbed the eyes with a bunch of pencils.
And then there's
cut out fingers. It looks like he's been fucking these faces. It looks like he's been fucking. Like, those are weird. A child could cut better holes in cardboard than that. And then as quickly as it's here, it leaves. And by the way, so Nico's sending me these videos, but they're in her 903-clip-long goth Nico favorites. And so the very next thing it started auto-playing is called Alex Jones Explains Evangelion to Joe Rogan. After this, there's something called Haruhi Rolled, Little Pump J. Cole Diss, George Peterson Crying About Individualism, A Sex Man Film, We Need Immediate Funds, Please, Get Out You Dick Nazi. What are you watching, Nico?
Funny thing
is more horrifying than this kid's under this kid's table. Pakistan, my little pup, Nico.
I find cringe and I save it. Oh, but you didn't talk about Cupcake's Genius official video. I think that's pretty good, actually. That's, you can't just talk about the bad things. There's good things there too.
Cupcake Genius.
Yeah, Cupcake is a great rapper. That's all I'm going to say. Just look her up. She's great. Chicago, amazing. I love her.
All right, I got Cupcake Genius's Duck Duck Goose here. And I'm at 0 seconds.
Oh, I wasn't saying we could listen to that. I'm just saying, like, if anyone wants to check out Cupcake the musician. Okay, so I don't have to watch Cupcake. Yeah, you don't have to watch that. And also, honestly, that's not even cringe. That's just, like, good stuff.
I don't know. Your list is weird. Your list looks weird. And your list has Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan and someone named Sex Man on it. It's weird. Howard Rolled rapping for Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Goodbye, Adam West. Wait, Tamer's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 made, like, an Adam West video.
Oh, we don't need to watch it, but whenever someone famous dies, like, for example, when Stan Lee dies, he makes, like, these weird tribute videos, but then say, this is sad, but not as sad as when Sonic Underground got canceled.
Oh my God, I love this guy!
And for the Stan Lee video, it had, like, Batman, Superman, and, like, no Marvel characters. And I was like, you did that on purpose. That is intentional. This is why I think he's a little self-aware.
It's interesting because, look, you would have to be crazy to make what is clearly, would it be fair to say hundreds of videos about?
Hundreds.
Okay.
Over the course of 8 years.
You have to be crazy to make hundreds of videos about Sonic Underground. But at the same time, you have to know you're triggering Marvel fanboys when their old man dies, when the old man they all like dies, and you're putting in Batman. All right, unironically, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I have to stop here. I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about any CWC stuff. My stomach is sick. I'm not kidding. That's it for the Loudest Podcast this week. Next week, either Sriracha will be back, or I will be gone too, because I will be sick. Find out next week. Nico, can you tell people where they can... Can you tell people where they can hear you and hear your stuff and hear your comedy and stuff?
So me and Sarantia have a podcast called Dark Side Jills. If you are a subscriber to Asterios' Patreon, you have access to all our episodes. We just released one like 2 weeks ago where we talked about our coming of age weeb shenanigans. Cringe. It's a cringe podcast from the female perspective. As in, we're the cringe.
As some listeners are calling it, two quote based girls.
Yeah,
that makes them alt right or not. I'm not sure. I'm not happy about that. But what are you going to do? I'm not in control of their show. That's it for the Loudest Podcast. Thank you so much. Oh, one more thing. This month's sticker is adorable. Nico, I'm going to send you art of this month's sticker, okay. And I want you to describe it.
Okay.
These stickers go to our $15 and up patrons. They're members of the Loudest Podcast Sticker Club. They get a new sticker every month in the mail, free shipping, even international. All right, Nico, I'm going to text you a picture of this sticker. You tell me what you think of it.
Okay.
All right, Nico, describe this month's sticker.
Oh, this is a cutie. So it is a Sarantia and a little porg with bats with nails all over it. And she is dressed like one of those delinquent anime girls, like the Yankee girls. She has a cool scar, so she looks badass. And it says Queen of the Chaz, like that autonomous zone, the... Something Hill Autonomous Zone. I don't remember what it's called, but it's really cute. And it says, do not violate the NAP, which is Libertarian for Non-Aggression Principle. So I definitely recommend bumping up your Patreon subscription. Get this cute, badass, Yankee sticker.
Okay, because I saw her in this outfit. I had no idea what it was. She was like, oh, that's me as a delinquent girl. I'm like, what is, oh, so you know what this is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows everything but me. All right. It's a drawn by Mimi Yori. You get the Sarantia Queen of the Chaz sticker. If you pledge $15 by the last day of the month, you will get it in the mail. That's it for the Loudest Podcast. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much, Nico.
Bye.